Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York. I'm Pharrell with Shop and Mafia, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Get on PharrellOnABench.com. Tomorrow you got Philly and the G-Man from East Rutherford and Texas Tech TCU. You're going to want to get those snags, PharrellOnABench.com. Saturday, Georgia LSU. Get on PharrellOnABench.com. Sunday night, Kansas City, New England. Get on PharrellOnABench.com. It's got everything. Baseball playoffs, NHL, boxing, MMA, throat lozenges, and daily fantasy rosters. Also, it's just the most fantastic thing ever. PharrellOnABench.com. Sign up today. Don't forget, episode 39 of Pharrell on the Bets. That's my sports betting podcast every day on Westwood One. Episode 39 comes out tomorrow morning at 6:30. Check it out. Tell your friends. Spread the love. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. And make sure you go on Apple Podcasts and give us a five-star review. Hey, Shep, will you go on Apple Podcasts and give Pharrell on the Bets a five-star review?
Yeah.
Can you get all your friends in your illegal cable theft ring to do it as well?
I don't know about the first part, but the second part.
Can you get your brother Michael to support it? Can you get him to support it?
That's a yes.
It's the least he could do for me, isn't it? To give me a five-star review on Apple Podcasts.
It's better than taking, you know, 25-minute showers.
Help people affected by Hurricane Michael. Text Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, to 90999. That's 90999 to donate $10 to the American Red Cross Hurricane Michael Relief. It's a devastating hurricane going on right now in the Gulf Coast. Hammering the panhandle in Florida right now. Mississippi, you name it. I hope everybody's all right. Godspeed. There's nothing worse than terrifying, scary storms. I have to tell you, as I've said many times, that I find it intoxicating watching it on television, though. Does anybody else? Shep, do you find it interesting watching the hurricanes and stuff on television, the news? Do you like watching the, like, Weather Channel? Do you like watching the devastation? Do you like watching it? No?
I don't know anyone that likes it.
Well, I do. I love it.
Really?
I don't love that anyone's getting hurt.
Right.
I don't like that anyone's dying or drowning. Animals. I don't want that. But I find that it is intoxicating, the coverage of those storms when these guys are standing there and getting pelted by trees and stuff in 150 mile an hour winds and they can barely stand and there's wind whipping and the rain's pelting them in the face and there's waves crashing onto the shore and they're drowning and everything else. I think it's just awesome news.
Yeah, the anchors really care about the well-being of their, you know, audience and the victims. I'm sure they really donate a lot.
All they care about is ratings, but I think coverage of news events that are like this, these storms, are incredible. I think the Weather Channel's incredible. That Jim Cantore, is that his name? I think he's awesome.
The boy almost got taken out today. Did you see that?
Oh, did he almost get hurt?
They're like there was flying debris as he was doing his report. Like a flying 2x4 came right by him. He had to duck for cover.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that kind of stuff.
Hit behind a pillar or something.
Another question for you here, Shep. The Lakers tonight trailing the Warriors by one in the third in Vegas in this preseason game that doesn't matter. Have you seen Lonzo Ball play tonight?
I stopped paying attention to him the second he graduated from UCLA because that was the last time he was good.
Okay, so my question again, has he played tonight? Have you watched him in this game?
He's definitely played. I haven't seen him, but I know there was an alert I got from LeBron throwing him an alley-oop.
LeBron had 15 and 10 in the first half, I just wanted to say. So anyway, here's the deal. Your boy Lonzo Ball had 14 minutes, 1 of 2, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals.
Yeah.
So that's it. He's done for tonight.
Second pick written all over it, huh?
So you didn't think 10-7-7 was good when he was healthy? You didn't think 10-7-7 for a rookie's good numbers?
I think when you put up the amount of shots and get 30 minutes of playing time a game and all you put is 10-7-7 up when you were the primary distributor of the ball, that's not impressive even for a rookie.
Really? Mafia.
Dead serious.
Do you think 10-7-7 are good numbers for a rookie?
Absolutely, because he just even set himself prime distributor. So 7 rebounds, 7 assists, that's great for a rookie. I mean, if you think he needs to score more and his shot was bad, okay, I can go with that. I mean, he's still a rookie, though. That's
7 dimes a game and you're not giving him any love?
So when you go win 3 out of every 10 games, I can't give you any love averaging 10-7-7. And this guy compares himself to Jason Kidd. There were the early comparisons last year.
Please.
That's what I'm saying. Please. I'll tell you what.
I'll give you that.
I'll tell you what.
He's no Jason Kidd.
I'll tell you what. Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, those guys were picked after. Okay?
Jaylen Brown, you think he's better than him?
Jaylen Brown's better in his sleep.
What do you think of Lucic or Doncic, the kid?
Yeah, in the Mavericks.
Yeah, have you seen him play?
He should have been the number one overall pick.
He's great.
He should have been number one.
Can you believe that white boy can play like that?
No. I couldn't believe it. But you know what? A lot of people think this is going to be the revival year of the Mavericks. You got DeAndre Jordan, obviously, going to the Mavericks. Dirk Nowitzki still looks hungry. I like what they're doing.
Oh, I think Dirk Nowitzki's washed. But I still love him.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, he's washed.
Vince Carter's washed. Dirk's still got a little game left.
Do you believe that, Mafia, that he's got game left? Or is he just collecting a check?
I think he's got something left, but it's not.
What is it, 10 points a game
now? Nowhere what he was. Like, that's why this is going to be the first year that he's coming off the bench, right? They're not even going to start him anymore because he's not the same player. But he's not supposed to be at his age. He's not even supposed to be playing still at his age.
I still think he can go in a game and score 15.
Right, he's still going to put up some points, but he's not going to be the primary focus anymore. He's not going to be a starter. They're shifting like they should to the future.
They're making the playoffs this year.
I like him.
Right. They're playoff bound.
Smitty and that kid, Doncic, is tough.
And you got your boy Matthews, who could still shoot.
Right.
You got Barea.
Right.
Who was a very savvy
veteran.
He's
solid.
And you got a guy in Harrison Barnes who has something to prove, too.
I like how he was saying Dirk's watched and bringing up Barea as one of the major pieces of this team for a playoff.
Little
Come
Barea,
on.
But he's a good little player.
He's a good little player, but J.J. Barea, you talk about Dirk's watched. J.J. Barea was washed 3 years ago. He's a contributor.
So. No,
he wasn't.
J.J. Barea still got game.
Yeah.
He's still an NBA player.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's 33.
I don't care how old he is. He can still play. He's still got game.
No, that's what
34.
I'm saying. Okay.
I don't know what his numbers are, but I think he can still. I saw him cutting and slashing in China the other day, scoring layups on bigs.
He still put up decent numbers last year. 11.6.
I'll take it.
By the way,
he's scoring more than Ball.
11.6, 6.3. So
Ball's
not
like
washed.
10.5, right? 10.5, 7.5, and 6.9.
He's still not taking you to the playoffs, though.
So. You want to hear something funny?
No.
Do you want to hear something funny?
What?
You know they have Giannis's brother?
Yeah, I knew that.
Is that crazy?
I knew that. But he's not anything compared to his brother.
It can't be too far off. They're related.
Yes, he can.
He'll be way far off.
He's way far off. He's like the brother that doesn't matter. His mother doesn't even love him.
Brooke and Robin Lopez are twins, and they're night and day. I mean,
their mother doesn't even love him.
Robin Lopez can play.
He's a tough dude,
but
he ain't Brooke.
Where
is he now? He was with the Bulls last time I checked. He was with Portland. He was with Phoenix. I don't know. He's like this.
Who was with Robin? Was with the Lakers? Who was with the Lakers?
No, Brooke is with the Lakers.
Is he still with them?
He's got to be. There's no way he moved three times in 2 years. He's too good. Of course, you got to. Yeah.
Is he still on that
Brooks
team?
Brooks with the Bucks.
Brooks is with the Bucks now, so he lasted with the Lakers 1 year, right?
Not even. And Robin is with the Bulls still.
All right. So just so you know, in that game, Durant had 18, Curry had 18, Klay had 12, and then nothing else matters. But they're still playing. Klay Thompson's still out there playing. And I'm guessing is I haven't seen LeBron play in the third. Is he done for the night? Does he just play a half and then he's done in these preseason games? He gives the people their money's worth in Vegas and then he's out?
Maybe. The NBA preseason is turning into the NFL?
Well, I think the NBA season starts next week, right, Chef?
Yes.
October 16th. So that's going to be great, Mafia. Especially for Pharrell and the Bets. You know what I mean? That now we'll have NBA and NHL and college basketball to give you every day on the show.
For my app, too. For my betting. I got something to get in on every night.
Right. Tex Winter died tonight. Yeah, I saw that. That's just not good. Legendary coach. He's basically the creator, is he not, of the triangle offense? Tex Winter, legend, passed away tonight. That is not good. The pioneer of the triangle died. 96 years old, man. That is a hell of a run. I'll take that every day of the week. Make it to 96.
Almost a century, for sure.
He began his coaching career as an assistant under Jack Gardner at Kansas State in 1947 in Manhattan, Kansas. Or I think I got crabs once at a Holiday Inn. Oh, isn't that a grim thought? I thought that would wake the crowd up. Ben in Virginia, you guys have been sleepwalking all night. Very exciting crowd we got here. Ben, that would be your cue.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Pour me a tall one. I want a liter of cola for a cop in that last segment.
Get him what he needs. In fact, Mafia, get me a drink, too, because I'm about ready to start drinking again. I'm in such pain, and I hate referees.
Listen, I like your discussion in the last segment about Trump and the NFL, but I got to tell you, the servicemen and women and the cops in this country have stopped watching the NFL. We've got a lot of friends.
Why is that?
They're disrespecting the folks that are laying their lives on the line for freedom.
And, I just don't believe that. I do not agree with that at all. And I'm not trying to be political with you. I love cops, firemen, first responders, soldiers, servicemen, veterans. There's no one I respect more in life, and everyone knows it. High heat, cop friend. I'll stand by what I say. Love all of my friends that serve. But I got to tell you, that had nothing to do, zero, with the flag or with the Army or with our servicemen or women. And about first responders, it had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that. Why is it that you guys still believe that? It had nothing to do with it. It had to do with police brutality and discrimination, and that's all there is to it.
I don't personally believe that, but that's what all my friends say who are in the military and are...
Well, what do you believe? Well, I don't care about your friends. What do you believe?
I think the NFL product is crap. I mean, who wants to spend 3.5 hours watching referees debate about whether a touchdown's a touchdown or not?
I'll give you that. Now, that's a hell of a response for me. That's a strong opinion right there that I respect. That's a reason not to watch the NFL, not this other stuff. Let me tell you something. Have you noticed this year that they're not showing the anthems on TV anymore? So they don't even show them. So they're not going to have the protest this year and the kneeling, the fists, and all this other. They just don't do it. So why does it bother you that they don't do that anymore?
It bothers me because they're being cowards. They're in a lose-lose situation, and so they're just trying to distract everyone.
But you think that the product sucks, like the football. Yeah. So the refs, again, I hate refs. The refs have ruined the sport because the game now is filled with 50 flags a week, every game.
It's terrible. You ever go to a live game lately? It's the most boring thing on the planet. There's too many breaks. The guys aren't even breaking a sweat out there.
I agree with you. They stand around for literally 4 hours. They barely play football.
It's not entertainment. There's plenty of other things now that we can do in today's modern technology and entertainment that we can do that's more fun than that.
Strip clubs.
You know, you can get a round of golf in faster than you can watch a football game these days.
You're right about that, too. Mafia, did the strip club comment count as a hit or a miss?
I fell in the middle.
That's a fall. That's a fail and a miss. Mafia doesn't have the guts to say it was a fail. So I thought the strip club comment was good. Every night when we drive home, I ask Mafia if he wants to go to Bada Bing. It's right on the way home.
It's always closed.
But it's a good place to get blow. Wait, are we on the air?
Just approve.
Check that. 1, 2. Anyway, Ben, I appreciate your strong comments about the league.
Just to prove that he's wrong, though, you brought up our boy High Heat about, cops don't watch. There's the only blue that he bleeds just as much as cop blue
is
giant blue. I mean, the guy was just on the team playing last week, and you can tell me cops aren't watching. He's traveling with the team.
How did that guy get to go to that game is what I want to know. Who does he know? Like, what is that about?
Some kind of special trip he's involved. I don't know if it's like a fan club or something. I don't know.
He was literally, like, taking pictures with Eli Manning on the team plane.
Yeah, he was telling me about it at the gym this week. That he
I just wanted to say those photos that he got are worth less than a dollar on eBay. And no one wants an autograph of Eli Manning anymore. He's completely worthless. Do you think Eli Manning will win the game tomorrow night against the Eagles?
No.
No. Shep, are you willing to take action on the Eagles and Giants since you only care about NBA?
I'll tell you this much.
Who's going to win the game?
Giants.
Giants are going to win tomorrow night? Wow. Look at Shep going out on a limb. All right, 855-212-4227. If you're on hold, I promise I'm going to get you on the air. Don't give up.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Got really sad about the passing of Tex Winter. I guess he died in Manhattan, Kansas, where he obviously, coached there. He returned to Kansas State where he served as head coach for 15 years, led the Wildcats to 2 Final Four appearances and 6 NCAA tournament trips. There you go. He began his coaching career as an assistant under Jack Gardner there, as I had mentioned earlier. He coached in Chicago with the Bulls. Obviously, the Bulls are talking about it. John Paxson said he's a basketball legend, perhaps the finest fundamental teacher in the history of the game. He was an innovator, and those of us who played for him will always respect his devotion to the game. And then the Lakers, Jeannie Buss said, Tex helped lead the team to four NBA championships and was a mentor to many of our coaches and players. They expressed their sadness at the passing of Tex Winner. There you go. Very sad. So I'm watching this game, Lakers 84-79 over the Warriors, and Steph Curry is still playing in this game. And Klay Thompson and everything, but I'm not seeing any, no Lonzo, no LeBron. That was a one-half deal, Shep. That's it. He only plays for a half. There you go. Very frustrating. You know, if I'm in Vegas, I pay to see this game. I want to go see this game, and then the guy plays for a half. I'm just not getting enough. I'm not fulfilled. He did make a half-court shot, though. He pulled up from 45 feet or something and nailed a three-bomb at the buzzer at the half. Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4CBS. By the way, it's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Mike, in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, for real?
Hey, Mike.
You are the bomb, my guy.
My man.
So, we are talking about ball. Yeah, it's kind of trifling that he's not playing tonight. It's preseason, though.
Right.
But, you know. But his numbers, 10-7-7 last year, I think is outstanding for a rookie.
I agree.
I think that's how I was saying it for a rookie. I'd like to know what his turnovers were, maybe. Maybe what the opposing team scored on him defensively.
Well, I mean, I can tell you what his numbers are. I just have to pull it up here. Hold on. In terms of his stats for turnovers, let me see if I can pull it up. In his career so far, 2.6 a game. 2.6 turnovers.
7 rebounds, 7 assists, 10 points with only 2. So I'll even round up and say 3 turnovers.
Right. He's actually and in 34 minutes.
That's outstanding for a rookie. And the comparison to Jason Kidd, Jason Kidd couldn't shoot when he first got in the league, but he had Mashburn and Jimmy Jackson. I'd love to see
Listen, I will
ball.
Never, I will never, as you know, Mike, I mean, we have to just put Jason Kidd where he belongs here. He's a Hall of Famer, and that's
all,
that.
All
there,
day.
There's nothing. All there's day. Nothing you can say about Jason Kidd. He is no Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd is so much better than Lonzo Ball. It's not even funny. The kid has to have a career before he can even be mentioned in the same breath with that guy.
Understood. And I don't think he meant that, you know, I'm just as good as Jason Kidd turned out to be.
Right.
But, you know, but that first year, Jason Kidd was good, but he had way better talent.
Listen, I think that this kid will be, if he had 7 dimes a game, that I believe when fully healthy, which he never was, he had a bad knee, right? And you have to respect that. Like, I have the worst, like, feet, right? So I have this – I play with, you know, bone spurs and plantar fascia in both of my feet. Right now it's just kind of in my left foot. But I've had – it was at 80% full tilt pain, agony. I mean, 80 to 90% agony. And Mavia knows I could barely walk. And then when I play now, it's at about 20, 25% pain. So I'm dealing with it, and it's a lot better. But there is nothing worse than being a player – that if you play 82 games, if you ask me, because I play basketball every day of my life, and then I play 3 times a week in games, right? And I mean, I'm violent games. They're no joke. These are really good players. And all I'm telling you is that if you're injured and you're playing with injuries, there's nothing worse. I mean, like, he played with a bad knee, and he couldn't do it. His knee was bad, and he shouldn't have been playing, so they shut him down. There's nothing worse than trying to play with injuries. And, I mean, every single night. You play every night in the NBA. You know, every other night, 4 nights a week, sometimes 3. That's a lot of basketball. And if you're injured, it's impossible. And so I don't think he even did that well at 10-7-7 based on his injuries. If the guy's fully engaged, locked in, and healthy, I think he can be, believe it or not, a double-double automatic. I think he could have 10 points and 10 dimes every night. Without a doubt. He'll go from 7 to 10 dimes, I think, when healthy. As soon as he's healthy and his knee's better, he's going to double-digit dimes every night. He'll be a 10 or 11 assist guy every night. And that's what he's paid to do. Oh, yeah, he will. In fact, Shep, you're so wrong. Let me tell you why with LeBron there. He said to me in my ear, with LeBron, it'll never happen. It will happen. You know why? Because now LeBron can be the slicer and the dicer and the cutter, and Lonzo Ball is going to be the facilitator of those hands. He's going to give LeBron all those looks. LeBron's going to just go without the ball now and get the ball from him and finish.
But for real, remember, LeBron James, arguably top two or three player to ever live, he is ball dominant.
He's ball dominant, but
he's not changing his game for Lonzo Ball.
Oh, I think that Lonzo Ball will have the ball a lot, and I think he'll facilitate buckets left and right for LeBron, Kuzma, and frankly, Ingram. Everyone on that team is going to get the ball more because of Lonzo Ball. Mafia, are you with me or not? Do you think the guy will be better with LeBron James passing as a facilitator than he was without him?
Yeah, absolutely, because you're talking about, okay, well, LeBron's going to have to be the ball dominant. Great, but LeBron does pass the ball, passes a lot to even guys that suck. We've seen that on Cleveland, how many times he's been there, not even just last year, just in the beginning of his career in Cleveland, he's passing to a bunch of bums, trying to get them open. And now with LeBron drawing so much attention, if he gives it to Lonzo and draws that attention away, it's going to leave these other guys open. So he's going to be good at finding them. That 10-7-7 last year was on a terrible team.
He's in there right now. Finally, I'm going to watch him play. I think the guy's going to have way more passes now based on having LeBron there and the freedom to move without the ball, get the ball, and then to find open guys. Because that guy can find an open guy. Like, he throws – you've seen him. Like, you obviously don't like him. That I've established tonight. Like, you're not fooling me. You don't like the kid. So that's that. So you have no positive things to say about him at all. You've said nothing but bad things about him since you walked in here tonight. So I'm at least level-headed. The guy's got game. He is going to pass the ball like no other on that team. In fact, he passes better than LeBron James easily. The guy can facilitate and play. I have never seen a guy on the Lakers throw the ball full-court passes except Magic Johnson like this kid. This kid can throw full-length court passes, lead bucket passes like Magic Johnson can. He can throw a pass the length of the court for a perfect strike layup or dunk every single night, and he does it. He can throw bounce passes the length of the court that work. So don't tell me he can't facilitate. You're sounding, because you know basketball really well, but you really are sounding like a moron right now.
A blind guy can shoot better.
Listen, you are stupid talking to me like this, that this guy's got no game. Are you listening to yourself? There are old ladies right now turning in their grave listening to you try to say this guy sucks. Like, it's embarrassing. You should worry about your own crappy handle and your own crappy J and not worry about the guy that can play in the NBA and make all that fat money. And pass with the best of them. Is he, Mafia, he's not. If he's not one of the best passers in the league, then I'm an idiot.
He's definitely up there. I mean, I'm not gonna put him as one of the best yet. He's got to show me somebody. He has a great handle and can pass the ball very well. He's a good facilitator.
All right, so pull up the NBA last year, the best assists, the league leaders. Tell me who they are. And I don't have a lot of time here. I can come back. Westbrook, LeBron, Harden, Rondo. And Simmons. And where was Lonzo Ball? Because he never played, so he was injured, so you can't count him. But where was he at the end of the day? He didn't even qualify because he didn't play enough? But what are their numbers average? What are those guys average? 10? Right? Right? Not right? Right? Okay, so you're telling me the fifth best guy in the entire pack has 8, and your boy has 7.2. And you're telling me he sucks? Okay, so wait a minute. 6 with 8. So the guy's right there in the top 7 in the league in assists, and you're saying he didn't qualify because he was injured. But when he did play, he was 10-7-7. The guy's 7.2 times a game, and you're telling me he sucks? Are you, like, listening to yourself? I mean, honestly, that's like listening to this guy tell me John Tavares sucks because he left the Islanders. Now all of a sudden he sucks as he scores 2 and 3 goals every night.
Don't need him anymore.
Yeah, you don't need him anymore. Your team's so great. But he sucks, right? The guy that just got his $90 million and scores every night, he's terrible. Lonzo Ball is terrible too. His 7 dimes a game, he sucks. He's just terrible. I mean, you guys listening to yourselves? I mean, honestly, you got to – like, your fandom is embarrassing. It really is. Like, we all know that both of them are really good players, and you don't want to acknowledge it because you don't like Ball and you don't like Tavares because he shafted your pathetic fan base to begin with.
Liar.
You guys all turned on him. Liar.
Liar.
You are pathetic.
He said he wanted to work it out.
Are you listening to this guy, Mafia? Are you going to sit here and listen to this?
I hope Toronto's happy with him.
You better believe they're happy with him.
Oh, good.
Just like you guys were on your knees for him.
Wait till his stick breaks and crunch
down. Oh, yeah.
Wait. Just wait.
Yeah. He was so terrible. You guys, you couldn't get enough of him, and now you hate him. You should listen to yourself.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
That is so funny to me, Mafia. I'm sitting here listening to this guy trying to sell me this crap about this hockey player. It's so funny to me. Like, let me be clear here. I'll do it on air off. It doesn't matter. I'm not afraid of him. Here's the deal. He is such a fan. He's so gone on his team. He's such an absolute homer. He's so gone that he hates this guy, Tavares, because he left the Islanders. And he's like, he lied. He did all this. He go ahead and wear your pajamas. And where was he in crunch time? The only time they ever won a playoff series is because of his stick. That he just said all of his broken sticks, and he sucks when it matters. He's the only one that's ever mattered on that team for the last 20 years. Let me tell you something. He left. That's why you're mad. That's it. There's no other reason. Mafia, tell me I'm wrong. The only reason the Islander fans hate him is because he left. But they were all on their knees, and it was like a porno. Let me tell you something. It was like a porn movie. They were all on their knees in a porno lining up to keep him, right? There wasn't one fan in the world that didn't want him to stay, right? So what happened? He left. He changed his mind. He said he wanted to be an Islander. I think he did. Signed with him once before, stayed. I think he did want to stay. But at the last minute, his childhood dream was to be a Leaf, and they gave him an opportunity to do it, and he took it. He changed his mind. He said it was the toughest thing he ever had to do in his life. But that's not good enough for the Islander fans. They hate him forever. They hate him. They hate his guts. And then they start telling you, like this guy, that he sucks. He sucks. He's a terrible player. And shut the Pharrell up. Just shut up. You, Carver High, all of them. This guy sucks. That's the funniest thing I have heard in my life from like these guys are supposed to be hockey fans or hockey insiders or hockey knowledge or some kind of hockey expert. My ass. The guy can do whatever he wants. Is it not called unrestricted free agency for a reason?
It is.
But you know what happens? In sports, in pro sports, basketball, hockey, whatever, baseball, they absolutely loathe anyone that leaves them. They loathe them. They turn on them so fast. Make your head spin. Remember when LeBron went to the Heat? What did it? They burned him in effigy. Right. They burned his jerseys in effigy. The only reason they didn't burn it the second time, Shep, was because he won him a title. And they hadn't won a title in 52 years, right? So to listen to this guy try to sell me that this guy sucks is the funniest thing. He's worse than you, Shep, with your Lonzo Ball sucks. This guy trying to tell me Tavares sucks is the funniest thing I've ever heard. It really is. He shouldn't even come in here with all that nonsense. I'll slap him out of here.
I don't even know why you try with him. It's banging your head against the wall.
Oh, my God. He's so far gone. He's just so gone on his team that he's like... he's Helen Keller.
You'd have a better chance of having a logical discussion on that with Boston than with
it's so funny how they all, like a porno, they lined up for this guy. They would have done him. I mean, it's just, they loved him so much. And now that he's the enemy, right? And what's he doing every night? Scoring 2-3 goals a night? He's just so terrible. He sucks so bad. His first game, he scored a goal, like a game winner. Then 2 days later, he had a hat trick.
He's got six goals in three games.
He's terrible. He's so terrible. That's why they gave him that, whatever, $90 million. He's terrible. He's so terrible. I can't even, you know what? I can't even believe the Shaq I listen to in this building from the people that walk in here and try to dance with me.
That's why I don't talk to anybody.
It really is a waste of time. I mean, like, trying to talk sports with people around here, you might as well stick a gun in your mouth. It really is. There's no point in talking to them. This guy trying to tell me that guy sucks. And then all their bed jokes. Like the whole, they can't get over the bed jokes. And then the other one, the kid that won the Calder, those jokes. It's so pathetic. It really is. You should listen to yourself. I think Barzal's a great player, but he's no John Tavares. Let me tell you something. There you go. And they all think he's the greatest player ever because he had a great year. You know, there's been a million guys that have had great years that don't amount to a hill of beans. Okay, so let's see him do it for 10 straight years. Let's see him do what Tavares has done in his career. Honestly, I mean, you know, because he played naked by himself on the island, right, for his whole career. He's been playing on that crappy team for his whole career with no talent around him, right? No coaching, no talent, no GM. He plays stark raving naked by himself on a crappy team, and then they expect him to do everything right, carry it on his shoulders. And then when the guy decides to leave, they all hate him. He's the scum of the earth. Like, it's so ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's so funny that a guy has the right to choose his wherever he wants to go in unrestricted free agency, but it's not good enough for any of the fans because they're so stupid. It really is. You're so stupid. Like, the guy can do whatever he wants. You don't like it? Go Pharrell yourself. How's that sound? Because you don't matter. You think you matter because you're some fan that goes every Saturday to the game? You know how much they give a rat's ass about you? They don't even care about you at all or your feelings. They just want your money. There's a news flash for you. The team only wants your money. They don't care about your screaming and yelling and fandom. They really don't. And they don't listen to the fans either. They do whatever they want. These teams do whatever they want. They make decisions, and they've never made a decision in their life on based on what fans want, okay? Professional sports organizations don't listen to the fans. You just think they do. They do whatever they want every day, 100% of the time, guaranteed. In fact, $110. I'm not even going to say 100. It's $110. Because the day they start letting the fans run the team, you might as well set the team on fire. Because fans are stupid. They think they know how to run everything. I should be the quarterback coach. Oh, this team's awful. Their defense is awful. Oh, this player is awful. Shut up. Shut up. Sick of listening to it.
You now spend more time talking on the Islander, about the Islanders than they deserve for the whole season.
Well, I'm glad I did it tonight because the other one's completely a fascist about it, too. And he's not here, so I don't have to listen to him barking at me about him. He's another one that's completely gone. I don't care what you tell him either. I hope he's listening. I don't give a rat's ass what he thinks either. How's that sound? I don't care. Anyone that tells me that guy sucks is a moron, okay? You're a moron. Shep, I also put you in the moron glass tonight with all your stupid comments about Lonzo Ball, that he doesn't have any talent either. That's funny. I mean, that guy has more, like, he'll have more success even if he didn't play in the NBA on the streets playing basketball than anyone you know. I mean, he could do whatever he wants. NBA, play in the hood, Drew League. Ain't nobody stopping him.
I agree with that.
He may not be the greatest player in the world, but you cannot deny some guy with seven dimes his rookie year is not talented. I mean, the guy could have 12 assists a game before you know it.
Seven dimes on a losing team.
Seven dimes on a loser, and he never played. He played like 20 games. Imagine what he'd do if he played 80. Seriously, you have to be reasonable about it. Some guy never plays, right? I'm sweating in here. That's how mad I am. I'm going to have a heart attack.
An aneurysm.
I don't care what you think either. If I have an aneurysm, that'll be the end. At least I'll go out with a bang. You know what? This guy played, what, 20 games? What did he play? Not even.
Played 50-something.
Whatever. He was injured the whole season. So here's the deal. If that guy played every single day, I'm telling you, he'll have 10 dimes a game. Automatic. Anyone that likes basketball that wants to argue with me about that, go ahead and call the show because I'll slap you around too. Theodore in Baltimore.
Celebrate your and give you a high five for your great put down of the guy who said he's not going to any more football games because of the protest. I'm also a veteran. I appreciate what Mr. Kaepernick did in reference to a league that's on its way to make another $1 billion this year, where 95% of the stadiums are filled and where the product is excellent.
Right, $15 billion. Let's be clear. And in I guarantee in 2 years it's $18 billion. In 5 years it's $22 billion. They're not slowing down anytime soon.
No, and I congratulate what you did. You should pour yourself a drink, and I look forward to my Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
Slow down, son. Slow down. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Michael in South Carolina.
Yeah, Scotty, I just wanted to chime in on what you said to that gentleman earlier. Both my boys are in the service, second lieutenant in the Army.
Hoorah!
My youngest is he's an E-4 specialist. And,
hoorah!
You know, we sat there, we watched the protest, and I asked my son, the second lieutenant, I said, well, what do you think? He goes, well, name another country you can do that in. And, you know, we go over and serve so people can show their true freedom. And they're free to do so.
Right. And do you believe, let me ask you.
Okay.
Do you believe for one second, do you seriously believe for one second that whole season of protest had anything to do with our NFL players not loving and respecting the military?
No. I mean, they have the right to protest the way they want to protest. They could have been more clear about it at the beginning. There was a lot of confusion going on, but
fair enough.
Again, you know, my son had a great point. He said, "Dad, that's why we get deployed, and then we serve." And so these people
right.
have the freedom.
Was there? Was there? Are people? And let me ask you another question: do people have the right to protest the last month? This guy getting into the Supreme Court. Do the women that protested him for his alleged atrocities? Do they have the right to have all their protests?
That's a coin flip because you know what? That could happen to any athlete in football, basketball, or baseball.
Right.
So say one of our legends got accused of sexual misconduct.
Well, look at Bill Cosby. They put him in prison. He was one of our heroes, wasn't he? Wasn't he a comedic hero and a television rock star? Like everyone thought he was the greatest television father of all time. Meanwhile, he was a pervert the whole time and he was raping women. I mean, like women have the right to protest. The Me Too movement, they got the right to protest. Everybody's got a right to protest. But the black NFL players aren't allowed to protest police brutality. I mean, it's absurdity. I can't even listen to it. I love your sons in the military. God bless them. I thank them and applaud them for their service. We have another hour to go. Make sure you go with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.